This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The problem does not seem to be population growth. As we've been covering, the new census data show the second slowest rate of increase for the U.S. population since the government started the every 10-year census back in 1790. It's not a blip. It's part of long-term trends, such as people having fewer kids, the average age shifting higher, and lower rates of immigration. For the workforce and the economy, this is big stuff. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been reviewing the data, and he joins us from St. Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I know some worry that this math of slower population growth equals slow economic growth.
Well, it's understandable because you're going to have fewer people buying homes, cars, computers, and other goods and services. And there will be fewer workers, David, to support growing numbers of older Americans. I mean, that's the haunting fear. And that also will undermine the economy's underlying dynamism. I mean, we will end up with economic stagnation. In other words, demographics is economic destiny.
But, I mean, to what extent is this a law of physics, these demographic trends?
Well, it is not a law of physics, and there's some really good reasons for skepticism. I mean, first of all, look, the U.S. still has a long way to go to boost the labor force participation rate of women, right? That's been stagnating for more than a decade, and this is behind the current push to provide affordable child care and elder care. The second, with an aging population, it's sort of the same story. You know, much can be done to increase the labor force participation rate of the 55-plus population. Everything we see, more want to be working, and they're held back by age discrimination.
By age discrimination. So if you can address some of that through policy, more people might be able to pour in, and there would be a new pool of workers.
That's right. And, you know, they're going to spend money, they're going to pay taxes, that will increase your revenue, and it will increase the vibrancy, the dynamism of this economy.
Still, back to the basic trend here, I mean, people not having as many children as they had before, some of them worried about the future, worried about climate change, some of them worried about the health care they might need to raise a family.
Well, this gets us to the third reason. This is the most important. Labor productivity, output per worker, trumps demographics every time. Just give you one example. About half a century ago, there were some 5 workers for every retiree. That figure has shrunk to less than 3 to 1. Yet over that same time period, David, American living standards, I mean, they have risen, and it's largely thanks to productivity growth.
Productivity growth, except, you know, the voice keeps coming on the radio, usually me saying that productivity growth, how much work we get done per hour, has been stagnant forever.
That's right. And there's been this huge disappointment about technological innovations don't have the economic oomph. That's a technical term, David, by the way, economic oomph that they yeah. used to have. But if you think about the pandemic and what's happened during the pandemic, it's a basic shift in the way we live and work. And the consulting firm McKinsey notes that, look, many companies, they were bold, they were innovative in response to the pandemic. They shifted to online channels. They automated production. They increased operational efficiency. They invested in high-tech software and hardware and telework. And we have telemedicine. So something has really shifted, and the digital economy seems to be a high productivity economy.
If that's really happened, maybe it's a new way of thinking about the threat of automation, artificial intelligence, and robots might increasingly take away human jobs. I mean, if this population growth is going to be anemic into perpetuity, maybe we need the robots to do some of this work.
We absolutely do. Don't think of them as a substitute, but as a complement. They'll take over certain tasks, but that will free up people to do other things. Put it another way, never underestimate the ability of the American entrepreneur to come up with ways for you to spend your money.
All right, Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.